I kind of realized one day when I thought about my life, I was just like, I got to live my life for myself. That's why I came up with Nothing Grows Overnight, because you have to put time into it and just give it some water and some love, and eventually you got to let it grow. I don't want to live a what if story.
Hi everyone, I am Hannah, the host of Brewery Pod, and today we have a very special guest on. Guys, this is Khan No. You guys might recognize him from the Hype series on HBO Max. You might recognize him because you saw him at ComplexCon, but he is the owner, founder, head designer of Made & Co. Gallery, as well as Nothing Grows Overnight, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay, for sure. And so, yeah, when I say designer, I mean fashion designer, if you guys can't already tell from I guess to just get things started, can we get a fit check? Bottom to top, bottom to top, please.
Really light. I got the Beffy Union ones.
Sick.
I love the white and natural ones, and the ones that they retro was really bad. The 85s one is great, and then she did these, so shout out to Beffy and Union.
Oh yeah.
Uniqlo, I got these actually in New York like last week. I like Uniqlo. I think they sell like really good basics.
Oh yeah, staples for sure.
Lately, the only white tee I've been wearing is Uniqlo, so this might be a Uniqlo ad. I got a Nothing Grows Overnight football jersey that I'm dropping soon.
Ooh,
it's dope. It says Growth in Time. Mm-hmm. Has the number 6 on there. The meaning behind the number 6 is like I'm the 6th child out of 7 kids, so I'm number 6. So
no way.
Yeah, I've been rolling with 6 lately, so that and then. Just the LA fitted with the turquoise stones. Kind of like 101 situation I made for myself to wear.
Fire. So. I was like, oh, can I get one of those?
Yeah, I'm dropping some hats this Friday. So it's like the white and green. I actually did a hat with New Era. So I'm putting that one out as well.
Oh, so, sick. Yeah. But yeah, and so I feel like I am a fashion enthusiast and just like a culture enthusiast. And so I feel like we have those things in common. But you know, you rep Ohio a lot. I see that you got a little Ohio necklace on. Yeah,
got the Vietnam chain on. Shout out to Phantom & Co.
Ooh.
They made the chain for me, which I've been helping out with some jewelry stuff as well. We did a giveaway situation.
Okay.
So I gave away one of my Alpha Industry bomber jackets and this Vietnam chain.
Wow,
so solid
cool.
Gold. It has like a little diamond where I'm from, which I got to tell JP to fix that because I barely can see the diamond. But
yeah, you got to highlight it a little bit more.
So I got to highlight him about that. Like, you know, maybe once things go right, I'll bust it down. But for now, I'm really liking just wearing solid gold and just light pieces, nothing too crazy.
Right.
I like less is more.
Yeah. Elevated basics. I feel like that's been a thing.
Yeah.
And so were you born in Vietnam?
Yes. Yeah, I was born in Vietnam. I came to America when I was like 4.
Oh, okay.
So my family actually, out of all the places, they moved to Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
Initially, it would have been like L.A., like Orange County area. I got an aunt out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom met this guy. He was just like, you got a really big family.
Again, right, 7 kids.
Seven kids, total of 9 in the family, including my parents. So he felt like Columbus, Ohio might be a better place for us to raise our families. A lot slower than L.A., obviously. Mm. But I had an aunt that actually lived in Columbus, Ohio, which that's the reason why I came to Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And I got to admit, I really love being from Columbus, Ohio. I love being from Ohio. It really gave me the swagger and who I am, molded me to be who I am today.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate being from the Midwest and definitely being from Columbus, Ohio, for sure.
Right. Because, I mean, me, I'm like kind of from here. I was born in Colorado, so a little random. But
Shout out to Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, yeah, kind of a similar story. I think we had family out there. And so when my parents immigrated, we just ended up
in
Colorado.
Again?
So I'm Korean.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then I have one younger sister, so not as big of a family.
So when
as
did you move to California?
So I moved in like 4th grade. So
okay,
it's
so you kind of like pretty much grew up in California.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm an LA kid. I think I need to leave because
it's funny. I always meet someone and they're like, "Oh, I'm from Miami," but then like
they're not actually.
They actually like moved out of Miami when they're like 6 years old.
Oh,
so I'm like, no, you can't say you're from Miami.
Right.
You grew up in like whatever. Like, if you grew up in, like, Indianapolis, that's where you're from.
But, right, exactly. You're going to take pride in it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're actually, you know, you're an L.A. kid. That's what's up.
Yeah. So, you know, moving to Ohio, and you had mentioned how you got a lot of, like, your swagger from there. And can you just, like, tell us a little bit about, like, you know, what it's like growing up in Columbus? Because, to be quite honest,
Columbus,
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, so Columbus is like a really, like, I would say it's unique. Honestly, my upbringing is a lot different. Like, I grew up in government housings and stuff. So growing up, like, I grew up in a hood. You know what I mean? I've been around, like my inspiration growing up was seeing, like, Dope Boys and stuff. Because, like, they always had, like, the latest sneakers and, like,
right.
Jordans. And then, like, you know, my era is a little different. I'm grew up in, like 2000 areas, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I used to, like, be fascinated with, like, Dipset a lot, like, when I growing up. And then, Cameron used to come to Columbus, Ohio, believe it or not. He was in Ohio a lot. So I got a lot of that inspo through that point. Then we have a new era of resurgence while we're growing up, was then you see Kid Cudi, right? Kid Cudi is bringing that era, kind of, like, being more, I would say, like, we were more on top of the brands. Like, we were always, like, oh, what are the people in New York are wearing? Or, like, what's popping in L.A.? What's popping on West Coast? Or, you know, the Bape era with Nigo. Like, what's hot popping in Japan?
Yeah.
I could say, like, it's different now. Every place that you live in now, it's, like, it depends on the community of, like, the group of kids are hanging around.
You, like, and find different niches.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And I got to say, like, when I was younger, I was really inspired by Cam'ron and, like, Dipset and wearing, like, New Era and, like, like Jeff Hamilton's and, like, the bandanas and all that stuff, wearing pink. And then it's kind of like a resurgence of seeing Kid Cudi. So, like, seeing that Kid Cudi resurgence was, like, very, like, new and, like, wow, it's just this dude that's, like, from Cleveland, Ohio, and now he's with, like, Good Music. You know, he's with Ye. We already know who Kid Cudi is now, but Kid Cudi honestly changed my life, you know. Kid Cudi is actually one of the reasons why I went to art school and just, you know, thought about, like, being this fashion designer and such, because I felt like at the time where, like, when I heard Man on the Moon, I was just like, this shit is so next level, just changed my life. And then when I found out, like, some kid from Ohio was signed with Kanye and Good Music, like, I felt like, yo, if he can do it, I had that thing, like, yo, I think I can do it too. So, shout out to Kid Cudi, big inspiration in my life. Like, he really, like, opened up that door. And then I remember one day just listening to, like, Kanye's graduation album. There's a song called, like, I Wonder. And then that was that moment I was just playing that song. And I just realized, like, if I really want to do this, I got to just, like, really do it. So I went to art school for fashion design. And so I took the traditional route. My mom's dream was to see me graduate college. So at the time, I was just jumping around doing community colleges, might transfer Ohio State, just figuring things out. But that's when I made a realization, like, if I want to do something or major in something, right, I want to do something I actually want to do. I feel like a lot of people get themselves into, like, degrees and, you know, places, you know, occupations and stuff that they're not really that happy.
Right. It's, like, more so, like, oh, I know this will make me money. Oh, I know this is, like, stable, so I'm going to go this way.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of wanted to do something that I felt like could make me happy. And it's a journey, right? This design world is tough. It's not, like, it's not as easy, but I feel like you have, like, the niche, or you have the eye for it, you have the talent, you have the network. Anything can happen, you know what I'm saying? So
And so, you know, I think, like, now more than ever, I see brands popping up left and right, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, you printed a design on a t-shirt. Very cool. And so being that there's, like, so much saturation within the market, within streetwear especially, right? We're in the market of resellers where I literally can't get my hands on anything. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna back off completely.
Right.
How are you, like, standing out and, like, innovating as a brand?
My thing is, first and foremost, I've always believed in community. Right? I feel like a lot of people put themselves into a mental breakdown or a mental cycle where they're thinking about, oh shit, like, people are so focused on what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Right? Or, like, oh man, this brand is popping off, or, like, you know, Ye wore this, or somebody lit wore some brand, and then, you know, some people feel like, oh, I'm not as cool because I don't have this person, this brand.
Right.
But reality is, like, if you can create a community of, let's just say, like, 50 people that really love your stuff and wants to support, like, that's what you should focus on. that 50 or 100 people.
Ooh, I love that.
And then eventually it will grow.
Yeah. Right?
And I think with me is that, like, I'm extremely confident in my vision of design. Like, I really feel like I'm, like, the best designer ever. Like, I can always think of something new.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking of something unique, something that stands out. But I feel like that's what you have to have, right? I feel like if you don't have the confidence in selling a product.
Right.
Like, if I sell you a t-shirt, like, I don't knock a graphic t-shirt. I think, like, graphic tees are very important.
Right.
When I designed at Urban Outfitters, the graphic t-shirt held the company together.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Even when I worked at Levi's, designing denim at Levi's, like, our graphic tee department really was paying a lot of the bills.
Right.
Obviously, the men's denim was just a big part of it, but, you know, the graphic team, that was a big chunk of the company.
Right.
So my thing is, at the end of the day, we're like, if I'm going to sell you a t-shirt, my job is to make you want to feel cool, or, like, you want that shirt. But sometimes people buy the hype, right? So, like, maybe so-and-so wore it, and it just blew up. It's just the luck of the draw that that person had the hype behind them.
Right, right.
But I feel like if you continue to kind of, like, give people something and you stay consistent, they can be like, oh, wow, this person don't miss, or this person is always putting something cool out. So, like, throughout the end, there's going to be the supporters, of course. And then, obviously, you have the opportunities with, like, collaborations, brands looking at you, opportunities, right? Just, like, certain places reaching out for you to do a pop-up. You know, put that all in the mix. And then sometimes it's, like, that's why I came up with Nothing Grows Overnight, because everything doesn't, like, nothing happens overnight.
Right,
you have to put time into it and just give it some water and some love, and eventually you got to let it grow.
Right, for sure. I think, like, you know, me too, being, like, a creator, a content creator, right? It's easy to, like, compare myself to literally everyone. I'm like, oh, they're doing something sick. Like, oh, they got this deal. And so I think it's just been, like, about, like, being consistent, because I think it's not really a matter of, like, if it'll happen. It's a matter of when, as long as you keep going.
Right,
and so,
right.
You know, I'm sure, like, as a designer, I know you have, like, confidence and whatnot, but when you do get into, like, those, like, modes of doubt, how are you, like, pulling yourself out? Or, like, how are you, like, working through it? Or are you leaning into it? Like, who is Khan when he needs to, like, get himself out of a rut?
I don't know. I think a lot of times I do. It's not really that good sometimes, but I do talk to myself a lot.
Me too.
And I sit there and I think, like, there's sometimes, I'm not going to lie, like, there's a drop where I'm like, fuck. This shit did not sell as I thought it would be. Just kind of like, I think to me, I look at it like, got to keep going, got to keep going. But there are sometimes I do sit there and I'm like, fuck, like, I kind of want to give up. Or like, I kind of want to, like, what am I doing this for?
Right,
or
like, do I got to pivot?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
And then I think that's when you got to really realize, like, what am I doing wrong? What can I do to do better? And, you know, right now I'm thinking, like, I'm doing so much, and, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, building a team. Who do I reach out to?
Right.
I got a manager situation. Next thing you know, you got to look into PR. But then again, it's like everything is also, like, things cost money, right? So sometimes you got to also look at, like, what can you afford, or maybe what your friends can do for you.
Right.
Like, oh, if I know someone that's doing this, maybe I'll reach out to them. I'm always good at, like, reaching out to people and asking questions, and most of the times it's like people just show love. If you kind of give love, like, you have a loving energy and you show, like, love, you get love back. That's how I always look at it. Like, okay, like, people just show love, and I guess when you're genuine and you kind of stay solid, people gonna fuck with you.
Right.
Just hold you down for sure.
Right. I love that, because you know, I think I have a big issue with, like, asking people for help. Like, I think it just, like, comes from, like, being independent and, like, doing a lot of things on my own. Like, I'm the oldest of two, and so I've spent a lot of my life taking care of other people. And so whenever I, ask for a favor, or, like, call in a favor, I always just, like, feel bad about it. Do you ever get those feelings, or are you just like, nah?
Never.
Huh, okay.
I feel like people's downfall is when they feel that way.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like, I remember when I was young, I remember in elementary school, I didn't know who this kid was, and I needed help. And I started speaking Vietnamese to this kid.
Oh.
So I was just like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, he does, you know, like, it's like a language barrier. I didn't realize that. But as a kid, I've always realized that if I need to ask a question, if I'm lost,
yeah,
or if I need help, I'm going to ask. I've always been an asking person. So, yeah. Like, even in school, where, like, when I'm learning, like, for instance, like, my first semester of fashion school was tough because, like, we didn't, you know, I'm a menswear designer, but most of the stuff we're learning is all women's stuff. So, like, I was taking draping classes. In the very beginning, I was kind of like you. Like, I was so, it wasn't my ego, but I was so, like, out of place.
Right.
I was the only male in the room.
Yeah.
And I was, like, afraid to ask questions because I just was in an unknown territory.
Right.
I didn't know what's going on.
Right, right.
And this is what happened. My projects, my grades, I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, pattern making class and draping class, I was getting like a C, C plus. I'm like, whoa, like I really like was, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Really struggling.
Yeah.
And then that's when I realized like, there's nothing wrong with asking for help or maybe staying later in class and seeing the teacher can show you something after class or you connect and talk to your other classmates. When I first started, you know, going into my my construction classes, I didn't know how to thread a Juki industrial sewing machine.
Like, things clicked.
Threading it. I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. Like, I would have my homegirl, Olivia, and she would do it for me.
Oh.
And then eventually I had confidence, like, yo, can you show me how to do this?
Right,
and it took for me to record it, too. Like, I took my iPhone out, recorded it.
Right.
And just like, I was like, I just need to have the visual be saved.
Yeah,
and then,
for sure.
You know, it's those type of steps where it took for me to not even learn how to thread a machine.
Yeah.
To now knowing how to use the machine from sewing, I can just sew about anything.
Ooh, yeah.
But if it wasn't for me asking questions, I could have been stubborn and still been stuck. And it's not about like I wouldn't be able to learn that fast, but I felt like the process of learning it would have, instead of me learning how to thread the machine in like a week or two,
right.
Maybe it would have took me like 3 or 4 months.
Right,
you never know. So I feel like sometimes asking for help can shave off a lot of time.
Yeah, I like that. That also like kind of relates back to your entire idea of like community, right? Like not only are you having to like reach out to people because they support your brand, but also like use the community around you. Because, right, we all got talents, exactly. We all have resources.
We're all here to help each other out. And I feel like that's what you said, like community is very important because you never know. I might hit you one day like, hey, I want to do a podcast. Like, what should I do? What kind of mic should I get? What program should I get?
Right, right.
And you can help me out. And then,
then
you're like, hey, but as far as like building that following, that's on you. That's when you build your own podcast community or whatever case may be.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, asking questions is very important. Like, because that's the only way you can figure it out or learn or even, you know, sometimes you might ask the questions to correct the question. You never know. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Oh, ask the question to correct the question. Yeah. Because I think a lot of times when you don't know enough, you're not asking the right questions.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
I guess you got to say like, move like an immigrant. Like, we're immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just got to like, I'm telling you, when our parents first came to America, they didn't know shit. They had to ask questions.
Right.
Like, how do I get into this train or where's my address?
Right. Like,
you know, my mom and dad had 7 kids. We trying to figure out where we live at. They just give you an address.
Right.
Then you ain't had no map. Like, you know, you can't even put on your Apple iPhone to figure out where you're at. You got to go through a whole big ass map to figure out where you live at. You might go to the wrong neighborhood and go with a whole bunch of family. You got to ask questions.
Right.
Or some people could be like, you know what? Instead of me figuring out, hey, can you take my family to where we have to be at?
And yeah.
We don't know exactly the area. Can you show us?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to ask questions.
For sure. Yeah. I think, you know, having an immigrant mentality, I was like actually just thinking about how like I think my grind season is now, like,
right,
I think
right.
Grind comes in like seasons for me just because like I'll like burn myself out, but like I think when you're an immigrant, like you don't have options like that, you know.
You don't, like, I'm telling you, when I tell people the same, like, just imagine you have to be in that position where you just be over there, you have to live there, and you have to learn this language.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you're going to be trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
So I just always think, like, that's how I look at life, is always figuring something out. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I think it's probably because I see my family and my siblings and stuff and just seeing how they figure out life. And I'm at a point where I have more of a luxury than them because I felt like I'm doing something I love. And, you know, I think they really kind of love what they're doing now. I'm not saying they don't, but I feel like that sacrifice of being the ones where like being the, like you being the oldest, where it's like you got to do something a little bit more safe, because if the family is dependent on you, you can't really, like, you know, you got to take time to, to be able to do something you really like. Instead of me, I just went straight to it, you know what
I'm saying? Right, right. And so, you know, kind of choosing maybe like a little bit more of an untraditional career path, though you did go to school, like, did you ever get like feedback from your parents or even like your older siblings who did have to, like, you know, take more responsibility?
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. I never really got like that full, obviously never got that full family support. So it was really tough, but I came to realize one day when I thought about my life, I was just like, I got to live my life for myself. I can go to school to be a nurse or engineer or, you know, whatever you your parents assume for you to go to school for, law or pharmacist. Right. And it's like, if you don't have the passion for it, why go for it? Because sometimes it's like with me, my brain is such at a ADHD level because I'm just so creatively, like, a creative thinking person.
Right. So it's,
we're like, yeah, I can't even sit in a, like, pharmacist type of class or like any like extra science classes and learn about different like atoms and like
molecules
like this, you know, this chemical does this when you enhance this, and like I'm probably gonna sit there and be so fucking lost. Like,
right,
what the fuck is going on?
Right, like, right.
I mean, some people will sit through and do it because they want to make their parents happy,
right?
But it's just like, I don't know. I just didn't want to be in a point of my life where I'm like 39 working at a pharmacy pharmaceutical office and I'm like making decent money, but it's like I'm like stuck in Columbus, Ohio and in some random suburb.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I just burnt like my damn 30s and I'm stuck in like some random hit town.
Right.
But the ones that are really like truly in love with being a doctor and saving lives, it's like, I feel like that's what they're meant to be on this planet. Like, you're meant to come to, you know, save and help people and stuff like that. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to be able to see the person put in all that work, to be able to get to where they are, to learn how to deliver a child, or even the next person to find a cure for cancer, or X, Y, and Z. It's like, it's a beautiful thing. I'm not mad at it. I just feel like if your heart is not in it, then, you know, try to figure out what can make it better as well, you know.
Yeah.
But I've always believed that age is only, honestly, I've always said age is only a number, because I feel like there are people that find their success at the age of 21, 28, 32. And there's people that just find their success and happiness when they're like 50.
Right.
You know, so, you know, don't ever measure it through age. Cause I feel like there's people, I call it the late bloomers. Like, their life is meant to change and make themselves happy later in life.
Yeah.
And it's not happening right now. But that's totally fine.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely, like, used to compare myself a lot, especially because, like, slowly I'm seeing, like, friends get married and, like, right, friends start, like, successful businesses. But I think, like, constantly reminding ourselves that, like, we're on time for our own life has been, like, very helpful, right? Of just, like, yeah, I can like take my time. Like, what is the rush? Because it's like time is finite and I like value time very preciously, but at the same time I want to like enjoy the process of it, right? Like, it's like so cheesy, but like the journey, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because my mom is like 70 something. My mom lives like two different lives because she had us so late. But I remember my older siblings would like complain about us, and then my mom is so real. She was just like, you can't really compare your life to your younger siblings because your life was set pretty, like, you know, right after high school. It was like they got into their jobs and started their own, you know, nail degree and went and started doing nails and now owning business. And, you know, like they started their entrepreneurship very early.
Oh, yeah.
And then my mom was like, but your siblings, their generation is different. Like, they have to invest so much in school.
Yeah.
They leave school, then they have to move away or they have to find a place for opportunities, for jobs, and they start their life later than you guys, right? And it's just like, it's two different type of generations.
Right.
And I feel like our generation is a little bit more like, you know, trying to figure it out, trying to get to where they want to be. If you're either going to school or right after school, you know, if you want to climb up that corporate ladder or you want to be an entrepreneur, it's all these steps. And then eventually, you know, everyone's marrying each other a little bit later. And, you know, that case may be. But I feel like it's just our, this, I just, you gotta be realistic and understand the demographics and the generations we live in.
Right.
And sometimes that's just how it is. Or if you really, you know, if you want to get married soon or early, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But just, you know, make sure it's the right decision you want to make. Because I do see some people that are in some unhappy marriages and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong, like, starting over again. But I feel like with everything you do, make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into, mm-hmm. and what also you haven't done yet. Like, right?
Oh.
Like, oh, like, maybe some people want to try to live in 3-4 major cities before they get married. Understand,
right.
Like, oh, like, I want to try this city or move here, move there. Like, that corporate ladder where people are jumping around, it's just like, it slows down their whole thing of, like, finding a significant other and stuff like that, too. So,
yeah.
It's weird. Everybody's life is, like, totally different.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so, you know, like, speaking about dating and all of that, you know, something I've been thinking about recently has been how I, like, see a pattern in, like, guys of they feel like they need to, like, quote, make it before they get into anything serious. Do you, like, kind of, like, fall in that same boat? Like, where do you kind of, like, stand with all that?
You know what's so crazy? I do, in a sense, for a while, fell in that same boat as well.
Mm.
So I've always, I don't know, it's really weird because my dad and, like, my siblings, they're my brothers and stuff, they're, like, more so, like, they can take care of the family. You know, I've grown around that type of thing. So mentally, in my mind, I feel like sometimes I'm not prepared because I feel like I need to be fully, like, able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as of late, I just realized it's, like, it's always good if you could find a significant other can build with you, right?
Mm.
Right. That's really cool. So, yeah, for a while, definitely was thinking, like, definitely mentally was like that for sure.
Right.
And I feel like now I'm starting to see, like, if you find a significant other that's a female that's supportive with you and kind of build with you or even, like, help you out and get to there, that'd be great too.
Right.
But I feel like a lot of people or a lot of our men in our generation, right, current generation right now, their mindset is like that. You know, we've been talking about this. If, you know, if you don't have that or you're still working on that, it's fine. Just, you know, just give it some time to grow. And if you meet somebody solid that's going to lift you up, then
yeah,
I feel like, you know, some people need to think sometimes of who they have around them or what that person can be.
Ooh, yeah. Because
there are some guys, like, you know, lose something special because they're so caught up in what mentally they feel like they need to be, you know what I'm
right
saying?
So. Yeah, no, for sure. I think I've been, like, hearing more.
Well, some girls are like that too though.
You're
not
right.
Trying to say it's a guy's thing, but yeah. There are some girls that are, like, really caught up in their careers as well.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Oh yeah. And I think, like, it a lot of it is just, like, a lot of, like, black and white thinking of, like, oh, if I'm in a relationship I lose time, like, they're going to hold me back type vibe. But like you're saying, like, if you're able to, like, build together, I think, like, right, a lot of times in partners, opposites attract. And so hopefully your partner has, like, qualities that maybe you're not so good at. Like, if I'm not that organized, hopefully my partner is a little bit more organized.
But then again, I got to say, depending on your lifestyle, you have to date someone that can understand your lifestyle as well.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Like, you know, if you're dating someone that's, like, a little bit more out there, moving around, traveling a lot, just kind of, like, doing a lot sometimes.
Right.
You got to be a confident woman to understand. Because I feel like there are some downfalls where, like, it's not just with women.
Right.
It's also with guys.
Right,
where,
right,
like, they'll date someone that's a little bit more lit or have a lot going on. And they can't handle that. Or they're trying to, like, anchor them from not doing stuff.
Right.
You know, there are some people are like that. And
right.
I feel like, you know, if you're dating someone, like, I have a friend, she's, like, doing a lot, and she's, like, doing show, her clothing stuff, whatever the case may be. But I told her, I felt like the dude she was with wasn't, like, ready to be with her like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's kind of like, it's a bit slowing her down too.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that
and
makes
I felt
sense.
Like, I told her straight up, like, you need to find someone that can keep up with your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Or can understand your lifestyle, right?
At least.
Because
yeah.
It's like, you know, even when I went to CCAD when I was in art school, my professor at the time, he told me stories of how a lot of girls got their careers ruined due to the dudes they dated. Because we went
what?
To, like, you know, like, you're from Columbus, Ohio. Some girls would give up, like, a job opportunity in, like, New York or somewhere because their dude wasn't ready to move to New York.
Oh, my God. That's...
You feel me?
That's like, wild.
You know, so I hear those type of stories, and I'm like, I don't want to live a what if story, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yeah. So he's like, I've seen even my, you know, the first professor. He's like, yeah, I've seen a lot of just dudes ruin a lot of these girls' career path because they like they're not ready to move to a big city.
Right, right. And then it's also like on the girl of like know your worth, right? Like
always know your worth.
Yeah, for sure. Like. I just can't imagine looking back and being like, oh, I didn't take this opportunity because I was in this relationship. Maybe it worked.
But to believe it or not, it really happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's not just like it happens so much. I see it all the time.
Right, right. Because, you know? Like, right, we all want love. Like, we all want, like, to be in, like, happy, or not everyone, but, like, a lot of people want to be in, like, happy, picture-perfect, movie-esque relationships. And so we'll kind of, like, do whatever to, like, get there, but... Right, yeah, like you said, like looking back, I don't want to live a what if life. That is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So like, that's why I always look like if you know you're looking for a partner or somebody, it's like find someone that really like understands and can see your vision and you can also understand their vision as well. Like it's not a two way street. Like I mean, I'm sorry, it's not a one way street. It's definitely like a two way street. Like understand where you know what this person you're dating. Can consume what can you give out because sometimes you might give out too much and they can't consume it all
right
and then
right.
that becomes a problem and then it's just it gets very conflict and then the you know I try to stay from toxic relationships.
You're not into toxic
I'm
girls?
I'm not into toxic, none of that shit.
Did you used to be into toxic?
No, I don't know the last it's just like you know maybe in the past a lot of things was just like I gotta say, like, it's totally different for me because, like, my parents are still together. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my mom waited 10 years. My dad was a prisoner of war for him to get out. Like, like my parents come from real love. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom seen terrible habits my dad had. You know, from, like, drinking a lot, gambling, you know, smoking. My dad was a pilot. He was a captain, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like... My dad, when he moved to America, he told me the story. When he moved to America, he realized how much of a responsibility he had on his plate. He said as soon as he stepped foot in America, he quit. He quit smoking cigarettes. He quit gambling. He quit caffeine. He doesn't like drink coffee like that. He drinks a little bit here and there, but like he didn't want it to be like a consumption he needed all the time.
Right.
He needed to be more focused because that's a lot to take care of 7-8 people. You know, so I feel like, you know, when you grew up around that type of thing or you see your mom being around and, like, you see real genuine love, it's a rare thing nowadays. Not every, you know, everybody have that, you know, parents are still together.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I feel like sometimes, like, some people's upbringing is just a lot different from myself. And then, you know, maybe it's just a little bit more into toxic traits.
Yeah, for sure.
So now I'm more so like, you know, if it's bad or if it ain't like, if it's something I don't need, I just walk away from it. Whether it's like a relationship with a girl or even a friendship with your homeboys or homegirls, it's like people measure friendship too much due to time. And sometimes you might meet somebody that you just gotten to know and became friends recently and... They might fuck around and be more solid than the ones you knew since you was a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people measure too much of that in time. And I feel like sometimes it's always, you got to know when to walk away, right? Ooh. Or when to like, you know, keep it like, okay, like I'm not going to make it, you know, make it seem like I don't mess with you. I just got to keep my distance.
Right, right. Just like slowly drift. Yeah.
It's just like self-care. You got to love yourself enough to be able to see that like, you know, that's a big thing with me growing up. Like, I grew up around, most of my friends growing up didn't go to college. You know what I mean? You know, selling drugs, doing things where I'm like, all right, you know, and I just realized that, like, getting in trouble, robberies, all types of dumb shit, right? And I just realized, like, you know, these are still my boys at the end of the day. Like, at heart, I love them, but we just on two different frequencies. Like, I want to see something out of myself. I want to see the world.
For sure.
And, And I got to be solid enough to know who I am. Because there are some people that get caught up. They're trying to be around that circle and be involved in whatever X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And they get up caught up in some shit that don't need to be doing. And they lose the opportunities and whatsoever. So,
yeah.
Got to understand yourself.
That's No, for sure. I think more and more, like, especially in this just, like, stage of life, I've, like, for the first time been experiencing a lot of, like, oh, I don't think this friendship is serving me. Or, like, I'm able to, like, point out, like, oh, maybe these, like, traits in a guy aren't, like, what I need, like, what I want. Like, yeah. I don't think it is indicative of, like, maybe a healthy relationship. And, like, I'm past that. We're past that now. Yeah. And so
sometimes it's like the physical side is like it can only do enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might meet someone's like, damn, like you might meet a girl like, damn, she looks so cold, but she's so, oh man, but she's so bad for me.
Right.
Like, she's just so bad for me.
Right, right. You know, taking things kind of like full circle, and just like speaking about like your philosophy on life right now, like, where do you want to take things? Like, what are, like, some, like, feelings you've been having about life, I guess?
Yeah, feelings about life. I think my life right now, it's like, I'm just going with the flow. I'm just doing whatever that makes me happy.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not worried too much about others anymore. Not, like, unselfishly saying, but I'm just, like, I got to focus on, like, my goals and what I need to get done. And I have so many things I want to accomplish.
Right.
And I just feel like when you stop caring about what other people think, you just go ahead and do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's like being in LA is just so like it's such not just LA, but I would say like just any big city.
Mm.
It can be superficial. Like, oh, what can you do for me? Or who do you know? Or any of that X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah. And even with now, like understanding about yourself and like how these brands look at you is like, what you're following, who's this, and that. And then, you know, you can't even get mad. It's just a business move.
Right.
So I think what I do is, like, lately I've just been looking at life, like, just more open-minded and not taking things too serious.
Ooh, yeah. Right?
Like, if there's a brand that I'm trying to work with and they end up going with someone else because that other person probably has a little bit more of a bigger following than myself or done collabs with so-and-so, I'm not even mad. I'm realistic, like, okay, well, they want that person.
Right.
And, you know, so sometimes you just got to realize, like, that's just how the cards are dealt.
Mm.
You just got to know how to play your cards when it comes your way.
Right?
Not, like, it's like life is like a gamble. It's like not every hand you're going to win.
Yeah.
But when you have that winning hand, do the most with it, right? Yeah, lately I've just been going with the flow and enjoying life, not trying to let shit stress me out. I feel like when my mind is a little bit more on the healthier side, I tend to make more cooler stuff. Like I'm like, okay, I'm like, but when I'm not feeling a certain way, it's kind of slowing down and dragging down some things. But as of late, like, I don't know, last week was amazing. Like, I went to New York.
Yeah, New York Fashion Week.
I went there, like, on accident because my friend had a birthday, so his girlfriend setting up a surprise birthday party for him in Philly.
Oh, fun.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to New York and just be out there for a little bit, handle some stuff. And I had a collab with Alpha Industries, and that went really well. That. And then right after that, I had a meeting set up with the Marathon clothing. So I got the collab through the hype. So just having that moment about that whole moment and then just thinking about Nipsey and all that stuff was like, fuck, this is really about to happen. This is really dope. Sometimes we don't realize how blessed we are and how other people's situations is worse than ours. So I feel like the more you focus on how blessed you are and what you're meant to be here to do, it can help you out a little bit.
Like, everything I've been working for, like, brought me here and, like, brought me into this room. And so it's kind of like, oh, this is all, like, meant to happen. And
I swear I look at life. I look at life as everything is meant to happen.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And so for the people, if they want to find you on Instagram, is that the best place?
Yes, Instagram. Made by NGO is my Instagram.
Yeah, and then be sure to check out every single Instagram in your bio, because I noticed all of them.
Like, you know, I got Nothing Grows Overnight, Made in Cold Gallery. I'm about to do the Source by NGO, which is like vintage.
Ooh.
I do some parties called Close Friends, with my homies. I got a drop this Friday. Topless Con is coming up. That should be really fun because they got Cynthia from Cactus Plant Flea Market.
Ooh,
she's the creative director this year for Topless Con, so I'm really hyped about that.
Oh yeah. Dope. Okay, wild. Well, I'll come out to close friends. I might go to Topless Con. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much. This is great.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thought it was really cool.
Really
nice to just come in and just...
Yeah, find Khan on everything he listed. You guys can find Brooklyn Geek Pod on all social media platforms. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And then me at Hannah Cat. So yeah, that's it. Catch y'all next week.
Bye. Geez.